having a children's sermon. We want to, we're keeping the kids up here in church service. So number one, they can kind of learn what church service is like, how they can, how they act, what we do, all those kinds of things. But also we want to have like families together for a little bit of time, worshiping together, which is a beautiful and a wonderful thing. So, today this is kind of an experiment that we're trying here at the church for at least a couple months, see how this all goes and having the kids up in service with us. But, today, what we're going to do is the sermon is going to be a whole lot shorter. And God's people said, okay, there you go. Whole lot shorter today. And, it's almost going to seem like we're in a Sunday school class because it's going to be a whole lot more interactive too. Okay. So to start that off, I've got questions in particular for the kids. Now, the big kids can answer too if these prove to be too hard, but we'll see, okay? So, let's see. Who got the corn seed? Who got corn seed? If you plant that, what are you going to get? Corn. Right. Okay? Let's see. If you plant, I forget what all got went out, but if you plant apples, what are you going to get? Apples, okay. If you plant, and I would never ever do this, but if you plant green beans, what do you think you would get if you plant green beans? Big people? Green beans, right? Okay, you're going to get green beans. Here's the point. What you plant is what you're going to get. That always works that way. And remember that, because that's going to become important in just a little while. Oh, great. Green beans for me for later. Okay. See how that works. Anyway, we're doing the parable of Jesus about how he planted seeds, or about the man who went out and planted seeds and how they landed on different areas. And we're going to talk about all those different things. It comes from Matthew chapter 13. Now, how do farmers plant seeds today? Anybody know? Yeah, they got a plow. They got big machines that do it now, right? Big machines. They even have grain drill things. They stick it in the ground for you, all that kind of stuff. But back in Jesus' time, they used to do a different method. Okay? Now, I didn't have an actual one of these, so you're going to have to excuse me. I'm using my gym bag here for demonstration, but they would put a bag on their shoulder and it would be filled with seed, and they would walk around and they would just start broadcasting the seed all over the place. And if it weren't for poor Mr. Brian, who had to clean the building, I would be tossing some seed at you just today just for a little fun. Okay? But I figured Mr. Brian would be getting rather upset. So, what I need now is we're going to have just a little skit. So we're going to use the kids. So you guys get to volunteer for positions. And if you don't volunteer for positions, I'm going to start choosing people. So make sure you jump in where you can if you hear a job that you want, okay? Make sure we got the roles right. I need an older kid or an adult or a parent, I should say, to be my bird. Who wants to be my bird? Dennis, you're going to be my bird? All right, get up here. You're my bird. Okay. I need somebody to be the son. You want to be my son? Oh, come on. You can be my son. You'll do a great job. I need preferably an older kid to be my rocks. All right. Just one. Just one. You're my rocks. Okay. I need an older kid or a parent to be my weeds. You're going to be my weeds? Okay. Here are my weeds. And then the rest of you guys, you younger ones, you're going to be my seeds. So you're going to come up here. So let's see. Bird, you can stay where you're at. Let's see. Weeds are over here. We're going to put the rock over there. We're going to put the sun right here. You're my son, right? Okay, you're going to be my son. Okay, you don't have to stand there yet. This is going to be real easy. You guys have to do what I tell you when I tell you, okay? So my seeds. You guys are, I may have to use you a couple of times, so. But here we go. All right? Everybody ready? Oh, wait. I forgot the best part. The rest of you, you all play a part in this too. You are the cheering section for the seeds. So, every time you hear the word bad, you're gonna boo. Okay? And every time you hear the word good, you're gonna cheer. So let's practice. Make sure you guys get this right. Because if you screw this up, it would be really, really bad. Very good, okay? And, of course, you have a very good-looking preacher. Got to have a little self-esteem boost somewhere, so, you know. Anyway, everybody ready? One day, the good-looking farmer... You got it, all right. The good-looking farmer is tossing his seeds all over his field. And as he's tossing his seeds all over his field, one seed lands on the hard rock area where everybody, where everybody walks, and the path is so hard that that little seed tries as hard as he can to get in the ground. Okay. But he just can't do it. So the bad bird comes along and eats up the good seed. Now, some seed fell on the rocky ground, and try as hard as she could, she started to grow up, but the little rocky ground wouldn't let her grow. When the good sun came up, it started to get really, really hot. I mean, really hot. And then that poor little plant just couldn't take it anymore, and she withered and she died. Too bad. Now, some seed... All right, come here. Some seed fell on the weedy ground. And over in the weedy ground, that good seed tried to grow up, right? But those old, ugly, bad weeds choked that little plant out. Now, who's going to be my last seed? Come here, Logan. Come here. Then our final seed landed on good ground. And because he was in good ground, he grew and he grew and he grew because he had big muscles. Show us the muscles. Come on. There you go. Show us the muscles. This seed went so far that he grew to the point where it was 100 times bigger than what they ever expected. We have really good seed here, right? And really good soil. The end. Thanks, guys. You guys can sit down. Now, next Sunday, the adults are actually going to go through this parable again because there's a lot of good stuff. We're done with that. Stop it off. Knock it off. We're going to go through it again next week because there is so much for us to grasp just even as adults, okay? But the basic message of this parable is pretty simple, in large part because Jesus actually explained it to us. It's one of two parables that Jesus actually explains the meaning of the parable for us. So, the seed that gets thrown out is the gospel. Okay? It's the good news of Jesus Christ. It's all about what Jesus did for us, that he died on the cross for our sins so that we could have a relationship with God. Now, what was it you guys were supposed to remember from the beginning of the message? If I throw out pumpkin seeds, what am I going to get? If I throw out the gospel, the good news of Jesus, what am I going to get? Jesus, right? We're going to get Jesus being reproduced in our hearts and in our lives, all right? Now, where'd my bird go? There's my bird over there. The bird is actually identified in the Bible, okay? The bird is identified as the evil one. Now, kids, who in the Bible is identified as the evil one? Besides the bird. What? I heard somebody say it. Satan, right? Okay? Satan does not want the gospel to get into our hearts and in our lives. When he sees it just laying out there, he is going to come by, he's going to snatch it up and take it away, because he does not want that growing inside of our lives. Now, the rocky ground. Rocky ground is kind of like a person that receives the message and gets kind of excited by it, but they never get any depth into it. They never go deeper than just a very surface level thing. And as soon as difficulties come, as soon as the sun starts burning down on them, they can't handle it, and they wither and they die. The seed that landed on the weedy ground. Okay? The weeds represent things that basically choke us out, but they represent worries in our lives. That's what Jesus told us. Kids even have worries, little ones. They worry about things like mom and dad getting along. They worry about being accepted. They worry about friends being mean. They worry about their animals, their brothers and sisters. They worry about all kinds of different things, right? But when the seed of the gospel is planted in an area like that, if we have too many distractions, too many other things that we are worried about, it is taking away from the life of that seed trying to grow. And it can't grow. It will not get to where it needs to be. So, what we're going to do, if you are with your family, I want you to get with your family. If you're just in a row and you've got a couple people around you squeezed together, you're going to get one question to discuss for exactly 2 minutes. I'm going to give you 2 minutes and that's it, to discuss this one question. Ready? Here's your question. What worries in life cause you to lose sight of or forget that God truly loves you? Okay? What worries make you forget about God's love? 2 minutes, go. Enlightening for yourself personally, as well as for you as a family, to kind of discuss those things. The last seed that we didn't talk about is the good soil, the soil that has been well prepared, and that is a soil that is ready to receive the gospel, the seed, the gospel of good, Jesus Christ. And it really talks about how it goes deeper in our lives. It goes beyond just understanding, but it actually takes root in our lives. It becomes a trust. It becomes a faith. It becomes a love for the object of our faith, which is Jesus Christ himself. All right? Now, we also have 4 different soils up here for the kids. You guys can look at these. If you want to come up and look at them later, you're welcome to. But in your story sermon, you guys all received seeds, right? So, our first one over here is this hard-packed soil. And I mean, it's literally hard-packed. I cannot hardly push my finger into this soil, right? Our other one, next one, you can see that, has rocks in it, literally. So there's going to be a difficulty putting seeds in there and letting them grow. And this one you should be able to see pretty easily. We've got a flower growing already, right? We got our weed growing up in this pot here. And this one I don't want to tip too far because it's nice and broke up. It's soft. You can get a seed down in there. It's pretty good soil, right? So, for the younger ones, we're going to take a little vote real quick. If you guys were going to plant your seed today in one of these, which one would you want to plant it in? How many want to go for this one over here that's hard packed? Anybody? Boo, we got the boos in back. How about the rocky one? Anybody? The flower looks really lonely. Don't you guys want to put your seed in here? No? How about the last one? You got one over there? Got a couple of head nods over there? Okay. That's the good soil, right? That's where we want to put our seeds. And here's the thing. This is what Jesus was really teaching. He wants our hearts to be like this. Because some people's hearts are hard. They don't want love. They don't want to talk to people. They don't want anything. And when it comes to God's love, they don't want that in their life either. So they're hard. There's some people that they never go deep with God. because there's too much rock in the way. They can't get down, so they never grow roots in who Jesus is. Some people are so distracted in life, they got so many worries in life that they can't think about God's love. But God wants us to be like this. Soil that's prepared, soil that's ready, wants to receive that seed so it can grow up big and strong. So when you guys go home and plant your seeds, I want you guys to remember this illustration. I want you guys to remember this story that God wants us to be like that. When you find that good piece of ground on your property where you're going to plant your seed, remember that God wants us to be like that kind of soil too in our lives and in our hearts. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for the opportunity again to be in your house. Lord, thank you for such an easy illustration for us to understand. I love the way that you put things simply for us, because sometimes we need them put simply because we just don't get it. So Lord, we thank you for such an illustration that we can understand very easily. Lord, thanks for the time that we can come in and worship you today. Lord, again, pray that throughout the rest of this weekend, that we, or in this week, we will be thinking through these things, that we will not just let this be an image that we see in church, but it's going to be something that actually comes back to mind and comes back to mind about how we are tending our hearts, how we are making our hearts soft and open for you. And ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.